Buddy, I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person when I want something, I want it right now. And of my virtues, patience isn't always one of them. And I was kind of praying with these readings today, and especially kind of this theme that is woven in all of them, of the quiet unfolding of grace. And the first reading here from Isaiah talks about this parched land, and yet the prophet says there will bloom here abundant flowers. But it didn't happen overnight. The second reading from James here gives us the image of a farmer and says that we must be patient, just like a farmer who waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. And, you know, it doesn't happen overnight that these things grow and that the harvest comes. And Jesus, in the gospel, we hear about this good news, you know, the blind are going to be able to see and the lame are going to be able to walk. Lepers will be cleansed, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised, the poor will have this whole litany of the good news proclaimed to them. And it's like, wow, this is great. But I don't know that it happened right away. You know, it probably took some time for some of these healings to unfold. The scripture doesn't tell us how long it actually took. And you know, I think there's something to it of grace unfolds in very quiet ways. And I was thinking about that with Our Lady and the Annunciation, you know. She receives the word that from the angel Gabriel, will you be the mother of Jesus? And she gives her yes, her fiat. And yet it's like, to the average person looking at her, nothing really changed for a while. Like, she was not noticeably pregnant for a while. Now, things were growing. Jesus was being knit together in the womb of Our Lady. But from the looking on to her, it probably took some time. And I think there's truth to that. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've had really good moments of prayer, or I've read something in the scripture and I've been convicted really big time about something. Or I go on a retreat and it's like, wow, you know, I'm just like the grace of the Lord. But then you start to doubt yourself a week or two later. You think, did that really happen? You know, did that grace actually come to me, or was that just in my imagination? It was real. You know, but grace unfolds gradually and silently and quietly. And it's one of those things that we may not understand the process or even know the outcome, but we know the one who's doing it. And it's the Lord. And so we have, today is Gaudete Sunday, you know, and it's just this thing of be joyful, because maybe our problems aren't all worked out right away, but they're gradually being graces at work. The sin or the difficulty or the problem, the conundrum, it may not just be fixed like that, but gradually grace is at work. And there's a joy in that. There's a joy in it. And I think the Lord orchestrates it this way. Because if it all happened like that, there's a beautiful poem by Emily Dickinson. And it says, tell the truth, but tell it slant. Truth in circuits lies. Truth must dazzle gradually, lest every man be blind. That the Lord gradually, gradually, slowly, this is how grace works. It's kind of like the snow. I was so excited. I said, oh my gosh, we're going to get 6 inches of snow. And then it was like, where is it all, you know? And it happened. It just took a few hours, you know? And this is how grace happens, how grace descends upon us in our lives. and it's so beautiful. And boy, is it something that we should be really, really joyful about. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.